Good afternoon, everyone. The Labor, Industry, Veterans, and Military Affairs Finance and Policy Committee will come to order. I would like to announce that this meeting will take place in accordance with House Rule 10.01. This meeting may be viewed on the Public Information TV, which is available on the House website. As is the custom with this committee, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Before we get started, Ms. Doyle, will you take the roll?
Yes. Chair Eklund?
Present.
Vice Chair Zhang?
Present.
Representative Detmer?
Present.
Cool.
Representative Burke?
Present.
Representative McDonald? Representative Bliss?
Present.
Representative Edelson?
Present.
Representative Frederick?
Present.
Representative Greenman?
Present.
Representative Nelson?
Present.
Representative Poston?
Present.
Representative Raleigh?
Present.
Representative Sundin?
Present.
Representative McDonald?
Present.
And we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Doyle. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes from the February 9th, 2021 meeting. 2021 meeting. Every member should have received a copy of today's minutes in their inbox. I'm looking for a motion of approval of the minutes. Representative Zhang, have you reviewed the minutes?
Yes, so moved, Chair.
Thank you, Representative Zhang. Moves the minutes for the minute from the February 29th, 2021 meeting. Any comments or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, didn't hear too many, but I guess you're not hearing me.
Aye.
All the same sign?
Aye.
Motion carries. There we go. We got a couple ayes. Thank you. Members, the first bill on the agenda today is House File 7 from Representative Olson. I will move that House File 7 be referred to the State Government Finance. Members, I would like today's discussion to be focused on the fiscal note that is now before us. We'll have fiscal staff walk through the fiscal note. Ms. Roberts, if you're prepared, could you, from fiscal staff, would you please walk through the note, please?
Sure, Mr. Chair, members, Helen Roberts from the House Fiscal Staff. And the fiscal note was included in the committee materials that were sent out this afternoon, noting that Department of Labor and Industry is the only one of the three agencies assigned to the fiscal note under the jurisdiction of this committee. The fiscal note was used to provide the numbers that are included in the author's amendment on lines 1.2 to 1.5. And to point you to those, if you look at page 3 on the fiscal note, there's a table called expenditures, and you'll see there, beginning in fiscal year 22, $1.3 million for Dolly, and then the other estimated costs in the following years. The fiscal note also includes the estimate in the table at the bottom of page 3 entitled revenues for new general fund revenues that would be collected as undedicated general fund receipts from investigations and penalties. And then to go on the detail for discussion of Dolly's assumptions, begin on page 4. And there's several pages there that I'm not going to go through unless members have questions. And then the costs are all summarized in the last table that's on page 11 that's entitled Cumulative Expenses. And you can see that by far the largest costs that are included are for the new staff for the enforcement activities under this bill. Other costs do include two staff for education and outreach, some costs for rulemaking, and then IT costs, both one-time and then ongoing licensing fees. So that's a brief summary. If you have any questions, I will try to answer them, or if agency staff is available, they may be able to get into more detail.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. Is there any member questions on the fiscal note attached to House File 7? I should have held up here. I think what we'll do now is I will move the author's A2 amendment. Representative Olson, anything further to say about the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I can just briefly walk through the amendment based on Ms. Roberts already gave the description of the fiscal note, and the amendment matches that pretty well. So the fiscal note appropriates $1.3 million in fiscal year 2022 and $1.94 million in fiscal year 23 to Dolly for their enforcement duties. And then it has base funding for fiscal year 24 and 25 at the $1.63 million a year. And it has $300,000 to Dolly for each year in fiscal year 22 and 23. And this is the grants for the community organizations for outreach and education. And then it has $3,000 to MMB in fiscal year 22 to cover printing costs.
Members, I think we'll move this amendment and then we'll take member questions afterwards if that's satisfactory. So I think I'll renew my motion to add the author's amendment. Any questions on the amendment, members? You're an agreeable bunch today. All right, Ms. Doyle, will you please take the roll?
Chair Eklund?
Yes.
Eklund, aye. Vice Chair Zhang?
Yes.
Zhang, aye. Representative Detmer?
Aye.
Detmer, aye. Representative McDonald?
Aye.
McDonald, aye. Representative Berg?
Aye.
Berg, aye. Representative Bliss?
Aye.
Bliss, aye. Representative Edelson?
Aye.
Edelson, aye. Representative Frederick?
Aye.
Frederick, aye. Representative Greenman?
Aye.
Greenman, aye. Representative Nelson?
Oops, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Poston?
Aye.
Poston, aye. Representative Raleigh?
Aye.
Raleigh, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. And we have 13 ayes.
Thank you, Ms. Doyle. To the bill as amended, members, any further questions or any questions? You haven't had any yet, so. It's going to be an easy day, isn't it? All right. Seeing no further questions or comments, Representative Olson, do you have any further comments?
Thank you for the second time to this committee, Mr. Chair and members, and I ask for your support.
Thank you, Representative Olson. I will renew my motion that House File 7 be referred to State Government Finance as amended. Ms. Doyle, will you please take the roll?
Chair Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Vice Chair Zhang?
Aye.
Zhang, aye. Representative Detmer?
Nay.
Detmer, nay. Representative McDonald?
No.
McDonald, no. Representative Berg?
Aye.
Berg, aye. Representative Bliss?
No.
Bliss, no. Representative Edelson?
Aye.
Edelson, aye. Representative Frederick?
Aye.
Frederick, aye. Representative Greenman?
Aye.
Greenman, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Poston?
No.
Poston, no. Representative Raleigh?
No.
Raleigh, no. Representative Sundin? Representative Sundin?
An aye.
Sundin, aye. We have a vote of 8 ayes, 5 nays.
Mr. Chair, just a
Mr. Chair, just a quick question.
Representative Detmer, let me finish here, and then I'll get to
go ahead.
The motion is approved. Representative Olson, you're on your way to State Gov Finance. Representative Detmer.
On that amendment, is it usually common that we have to take a roll call vote or just a voice vote? My experience in committees usually is just a voice vote on amendments.
No, and that's fine. Committee Administrator Reese and I had the discussion on that, and we felt that since this one was fairly significant financial impact, that we would have the voice vote on it. I agree on most amendments. We should be able to pass them with, a roll call vote. I apologize. On most amendments, we should be able to pass with a voice vote, but we just thought that since there was a fairly large amount of dollars encumbered, that we would take a voice vote on it.
Okay.
A roll call vote.
Okay.
So let's chat about it offline about this going further, because if we can do voice votes versus roll call on a lot of these things, we can certainly speed the committee time up. So. All right, next on the agenda is House File 291, Representative Edelson. Representative Edelson moves that House File 291 be referred to the General Register. Representative Edelson, to your bill.
Thank you, Chair. And I want to thank Representative Detmer, who is a co-author on this bill, and I believe was last year as well. This is a bill that we heard in committee last year. It was House File 424. It was heard in the committee last year. So this bill it's a result of a legislative audit flagging for the Department of Veterans Affairs that if the MDVA wanted to do anything more than just a general checkup, that the department should have explicit authority, which this bill accomplishes. Currently, if a veteran that resides in the veteran's home needs anything more than a general care, such as an extraction, they have to go and contract with a community provider. That it's burdensome, and what this does, it's important to make sure and I want to just bring up Delta Dental contracted and worked with MDVA to have a dental clinic on site. I think it was in 2018. And this just allows the MDVA to have a little bit more flexibility if they want to move to do extractions and things of that nature in that clinic to make it easier for veterans. This essentially language would do that for them. So I have Mr. Johnson here to speak a little bit more on this.
Mr. Johnson, please identify yourself for the record and proceed.
Chair Eklund, members of the committee, my name is Benjamin Johnson. I'm the legislative director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm happy to answer any additional questions that members have for me. I think Representative Edelson did a nice job explaining what we're attempting to accomplish with this bill.
Are there any member questions to House File 291?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Detmer.
Yeah, just some comments, and thank you for bringing this bill forward. And I am also a co-author on that. I was able to be at the Minneapolis Veterans Home a year or 2 years ago when they opened up their clinic, their dental clinic at the Minneapolis Home. And it was a combination of the department and private people coming in and making this thing work. And I hope that this will be an example of how we want to go forward with this for our veterans' homes. And it's a great way to serve our veterans there, that instead of trying to get them outside or someone coming in where we have a facility right there for them, because many of our veterans there are, in their 80s and 90s. And they would take pride in their clinic there too. So hopefully we can go forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Detmer, and members of the committee. If you get a chance to tour the Veterans Home at some time, and hopefully maybe next year we'll be able to use some committee time to do that. We did have it on the schedule last session, and obviously things didn't work out in our favor. But that dental clinic that Representative Detmer talked about is very impressive, and I would like to see that replicated more throughout the state if we can going forward. So Representative Raleigh, I see your hands up. Representative Raleigh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had the pleasure of being involved in a couple-hour discussion and presentation by the Minnesota Dental Association and representative members. I also spoke with several organizations that would be related to the veterans' homes and veterans' organizations, and I want to speak on behalf of supporting this bill. I think it's a great way to honor our veterans, and I would encourage all members, as has been mentioned previously by the chair and by Representative Detmer, if you do get a chance to get to the veterans' home, not only just as members of the legislature, but also going down there and just spending a little bit of time. I've brought my children down there. I have gone and read books. In fact, just go down there and spend some quality time sitting by somebody's bed or sitting, just being present with these veterans. They've given so much to our country. I'm in full support of HF 291, and I think it will do tremendous things for our veterans. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Raleigh. Seeing no further questions or comments, Representative Olson will renew her motion that House File 291 be referred to the General Register. Ms. Doyle, will you please take the roll on House File 291?
Chair Eklund?
Yes.
Eklund, aye. Vice Chair Zhang?
Yes.
Zhang, aye. Representative Detmer?
Aye.
Detmer, aye. Representative McDonald?
McDonald, aye.
McDonald, aye. Representative Berg?
Aye.
Berg, aye. Representative Bliss?
Yes.
Bliss, aye. Representative Edelson?
Yes.
Edelson, aye. Representative Frederick?
Aye.
Frederick, aye. Representative Greenman?
Aye.
Greenman, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Poston?
Aye.
Poston, aye. Representative Raleigh?
Aye.
Raleigh, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. And we have 13 ayes.
Thank you, Ms. Doyle. Well, the House File 291 is on its way to the General Register. Thank you, Representative Edelson. Members, the third bill on the agenda today is House File 381 from Representative Sundin. Representative Sundin, would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Chair Eklund and committee. House File 22, I guess I can make the motion to refer this to the Transportation Committee. That would be my motion.
Please proceed.
Yeah, House File 22 responds to a request from a constituent veteran and lifelong public servant here in Carlton County. And Mr. James Langenbrenner has some ideas on how to better reflect the service of military personnel on a driver's license. And he'll have some comments on how to better describe who's eligible to have their veterans designation on that driver's license. So without blathering on too far about things I don't really know a whole lot about, we'll turn this over to Mr. Langenbrenner, and then I expect we'll have a couple comments from the department that actually weighed in quite late on this. They have a couple of concerns, and I've expressed to them that we'll work out those concerns and make certain this is a terrific bill that everybody will be appreciative of. So I'll turn this over to James Langenbrenner.
Mr. Chair?
I'm just going to bring that up, Representative Raleigh. Representative Sundin, we're on House File 381, not House File 22. I think you're probably confused on your committee meetings. But that House File 38, let me pull my notes out here. 381 is expands a class of citizens who are eligible to have a veteran's identifier included on their state issue identification cards. Does that clear things up, Representative Raleigh?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Mr. Langenberger.
Excuse me on that, Mr. Chair. You know, I've got a few bills in front of me today, and
and now you muted yourself, Representative Sundin.
But James Langenbrenner is still on tap and ready to talk about this bill.
Thank you, Representative Sundin. Representative Langenbrenner, please identify yourself for the record and proceed. Mr. Langenbrenner, you're muted.
Chair Eklund, can you hear me now?
We can hear you, and don't worry about it, Mr. Langenbrenner. I have to have my better half help me out with this as well. Okay. So please proceed. Identify yourself.
Chair Eklund, member of the committee. My name is James Langenbrenner. I'm currently a resident of Pine County, Minnesota, formerly Carl County, Minnesota. I am here to speak about House File 381, specifically lines 115 through 117. Those lines would require a certified copy of Veterans DD-214 or other official document from the official military personnel file of the veteran that describes the honorable service of the veteran. In 2015, the Federal Veterans ID Bill was passed. It was Public Law 114-31. That was signed into law July 20th, 2015. The language on lines 115 through 117 are almost identical to the federal law. In the state of Minnesota, an individual, unless they have a DD-214, cannot be recognized as a veteran, even though I currently possess a card from the federal government that indicates I am in fact a veteran. This card serves as proof of service in the uniformed services of the United States and does not reflect entitlement to any benefits administered by the Department of Veterans Affairs. What this bill does not do is expand benefits to those who have not earned them. What it does do is allows those that are recognized as veterans by the federal government to have the veterans designation put on their Minnesota driver's license and to pay for the honor of having a license plate that would state that they're a proud veteran. That's all this bill does.
Thank you, Mr. Langenbrenner. We have another testifier, Mr. Ben Johnson from MDVA. Do you have any comments to this bill?
Chair Eklund, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you to Representative Sundin for taking my call this morning to discuss our concerns. Thank you, Mr. Langenbrenner, for your service, and I believe that Representative Sundin is happy to answer any additional questions that the agency might have between now and transportation. Our biggest concern is the elimination of the reference to the Minnesota statute, which defines what a veteran is in the state of Minnesota. Certainly appreciate the attempt to streamline this and make sure that all veterans in the state have access to a notice on their license that says that they are a veteran. And we'll continue to work with Representative Sundin to get this correct, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Before we go any further, Mr. Reese, did we get the motions taken care of where we actually have House File 381 on as a motion to move forward?
Yes, Mr. Chair, we do have 381 in front of us. The author made the correct motion with just the wrong House file number. So, yes, House File 381 is being referred to the Transportation, Finance, and Policy Committee, who does have jurisdiction over these IDs. So he just said 22 when he meant 381. We'll forgive him because he's on the beach right now, apparently. Right. So.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we were moving things forward the proper way. Any member questions? House File 381.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Representative Detmer.
Yeah. Now, the department had some concerns. Could maybe the department maybe share with the committee what those concerns were? I know I was thinking about, I think I was, I don't know if it was last year or two years ago, that I was thinking about taking a bill, similar bill, but I had some concerns about it. Now, what if I know, what if the person did not get a good bearing from his service, and not an honorable discharge, and
Mr. Johnson, how
would that show up?
Mr. Johnson.
Chair Eklund, Representative Detmer, you are correct. That is one area that we were slightly concerned about, though I will note to their credit that the language currently being proposed identifies that the honorable service of the veteran would be necessary on whatever document they provide to show that they were honorably discharged or otherwise an honorable service. Our concern obviously is the line 15 eliminating, striking the citation to 197.447, which is what defines veterans for the state of Minnesota, and that is based on federal language as well. One other area of concern that I've heard from our county veteran service officers is that these other documents sometimes challenge license centers in terms of evaluating. Does it mean, does what they provide other than a DD-214, does it mean that they are a veteran per Minnesota statute? So those are a couple of items that we were apprised of late in the game. And again, Representative Sundin, thank you for your willingness to work with us on this going forward.
Representative Detmer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Johnson, and also Representative Sundin. I think knowing that you'll be working with the department to iron out some of these details, I think it's important that veterans can have the choice to have it indicated on their driver's license that they are a veteran. So, thank you.
Representative Raleigh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recently applied for an enhanced ID, an enhanced driver's license in Minnesota. One of the questions in Anoka County when I applied for it was if I was a veteran and if I was to be able to present my DD-214 for a designation on the enhanced ID. How does this bill change that request, or what enhancements does it have? And then a follow-up to that question will be, what is the intended benefit for having this veteran's designation on the driver's license? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Johnson, would you have an answer to that question?
Chair Eklund, Representative, no. I think for that particular answer, I would be working with my counterpart at the Department of Public Safety who oversees the license bureaus. I went through the same process last year, adding veterans designation to my enhanced driver's license, and the DD-214 was the document that they utilized, and I had to certify that I was a veteran per Minnesota statute. So the technical changes in this would be that apparently official documents other than a DD-214 would be permitted, and that a veteran would not have to be as defined under 197.447. I will note, my understanding is that Army reservists do not receive a final discharge paperwork. The National Guard gets an NGB Form 22. Reservists get a discharge order. So one of the questions that we'd like to work through is basically how many documents would a licensing center have to become proficient at understanding in order to approve a veteran designation on a license. So again, those are just a few things that came up, and I was working through the various channels up until this morning to try and get some clarity on how we could assist on this and then secure permission to assist from Representative Sundin.
Representative Raleigh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the question of what benefits does this designation, what is the author envision that this will do? How will this help us? Mr. Chair.
Representative Sundin.
I will defer to Mr. Langenbrenner for that.
Mr. Langenbrenner.
Chair Eklund, the only thing this would do would allow those members of Guard and Reserve units that served in the uniform of the United States and were honorably discharged to have the designation veteran placed on their driver's license. That's the only thing this would do.
Representative Raleigh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No further questions.
Are there any other member questions? Representative Edelson.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I was just wondering, is there a way then maybe to add that you want to include reserve versus taking out 197.447 in statute? Sorry, the light's hitting me. I'm just wondering if you could add the language to add somebody in reserves versus striking what a veteran means, just add to it in the language. But we can talk about this offline.
Thank you, Representative Edelson. I assume that I see Mr. Johnson smiling a little bit, so that might be something they'd be taking a look at. So, Mr. Johnson, you have any comment? Or?
No, Chair Eklund. Thank you, though.
All right.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Detmer.
Yeah. What does anybody know? I don't know if there's somebody there from the Department of Transportation, or does anybody know what additional costs this might be to make this transition? And that'd be one question. And then maybe another question for the Department of Veterans Affairs. What is, Mr. Johnson, what is your biggest concern regarding the definition of a veteran that we have here in Minnesota? I know we have talked about this over the last few years. What's your biggest concern that might be applied to this bill?
Mr. Johnson.
Chair Eklund, Representative Detmer. One of the biggest concerns was addressed by the testifier, Mr. Langbrenner, about individuals securing the V device on their driver's license or state-issued ID, and then expecting that it comes with some sort of benefit, even if they're not eligible for those benefits. So one of the challenges that the agency has tried to address over the last number of years is really making clear that there are certain benefits that former service members are eligible for, and there are some benefits that former service members who are veterans are eligible for. And the distinction becomes a little less clear when someone with a discharge, a good discharge, who does not meet the state definition of a veteran, then begins looking for additional benefits or access to something other than perhaps like a discount at a retailer, or the ability to show their ID to their family and say, I am a veteran. So that, in military vernacular, that mission creep becomes a concern.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
And Representative Detmer, on the transportation issue, I don't know if anybody's here from transportation or public safety, but that this bill is being referred to transportation. Okay. So I imagine that's where they're going to get the into whatever the cost may or may not be.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other member questions? Mr. Langenberg, thank you so much for taking time out of your day on something that you're obviously passionate about. We appreciate when people from home show up. It makes a big difference to us here.
Chair Eklund, thank you. Thank the committee, and I would especially like to thank Representative Sundin.
Seeing no further questions or comments, Representative Sundin will renew. Or any final comments, Representative Sundin?
Well, this is a very good bill, if I get the number right. As we move this through to the Transportation Committee, we're only going to make it a little bit better to bring satisfaction to all the parties. So thank the committee for its time and consideration, and a favorable vote. Thank you.
Representative Sundin will renew his motion that House File 381 be referred to Transportation, Finance, and Policy. Ms. Doyle, please take the roll.
Eklund?
Yes.
Eklund, aye. Vice Chair Zhang?
Yes.
Zhang, aye. Representative Detmer?
Yes.
Detmer, aye. Representative McDonald?
Aye.
McDonald, aye. Representative Berg?
Aye.
Berg, aye. Representative Bliss?
Aye.
Bliss, aye. Representative Edelson?
Aye.
Edelson, aye. Representative Frederick?
Aye.
Frederick, aye. Representative Greenman?
Aye.
Greenman, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Poston?
Aye.
Poston, aye. Representative Raleigh?
Aye.
Raleigh, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. And we have 13 ayes, 0 nays.
Representative Sundin, you're on your way to transportation. I will now pass the gavel over to Vice Chair Zhang, because the next bill up is fine. Representative Zhang, Vice Chair Zhang.
All right.
final bill on the agenda today is House File 484 from Representative Eklund. Representative Eklund, would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Chair Zhang. I move that House File 484 be referred to the General Registers.
All right. And would you like to present your bill?
This is a pretty easy bill, members. This allows the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs to hire a publicity agent similar to what other agencies in Minnesota state government does. And I assume it's to make some of these things that they have planned for benefiting our veterans more easily accessible. And with that, I will turn it over to Ben Johnson from the department. He will talk more to the merits of the bill.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Chair Zhang, representatives, my name is Ben Johnson. I'm the legislative director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Chair Eklund is correct. This is an agency bill, relatively straightforward. Currently, state law prohibits state agencies, departments, or bureaus from hiring publicity representatives unless you're explicitly included or exempt from that prohibition. The agency feels that it would be beneficial to our outreach efforts to be able to hire outside publicity representatives. Currently, we do contract with some outreach and advertising, but this would permit us to have a better reach and more targeted reach in areas of the state where we may not have as much exposure, work with individuals or organizations, businesses that have a better understanding of the local media markets, or in the off chance that we have an opportunity to hire a publicity representative who can carry our message, would be able to do so in a contractual manner as opposed to hiring additional FTEs and incurring recurring expense to the agency.
All right. Any member questions or comments? Representative Poston.
Thank you, Chair. Chair Eklund, is there any fiscal information available? Do you know what the cost or this appropriation is going to be?
Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Post, I will have Mr. Johnson speak to the fiscal part of this proposal.
Mr. Johnson.
Chair Zhang, Representative Post, and thank you for the question. I'm glad to report that there is no additional fiscal cost to the agency for this change. Any outreach in this area would be utilizing our current communications budget. So we're not looking for additional expenditures, no additional funding for the agency's efforts in this regard. Simply want to make sure that we're within the statute. We have the authority to do so if we so choose.
Representative Poston, and follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Any other questions or comments from members?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Detmer.
Just a quick question for Mr. Johnson. Who do you have on staff right now that is doing this type of work?
Mr. Johnson.
Chair Zhang, Representative Detmer, thanks for the question. We currently have in our communications department, my counterpart, Director is Ann Sonny. And she has typically two direct reports and sometimes a student intern when COVID permits that. So it's really a fairly limited staff. We do a lot with what we have, but I think this our position is that this would help the agency reach some areas and some veterans who may not be aware of what we have to offer.
Representative Detmer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Let's see, Representative Raleigh.
Just a comment, not a question, so to speak. Mr. Johnson, I would encourage the use of this publicity representative to get the word out as much as possible about veteran suicides. If I would be able to, direct you or give advice if I could, that would be the area that I would be most interested in hearing back on, what efforts are being used to reduce as close to zero and hopefully to zero someday. Veteran suicides, here in Minnesota. And thank you very much for this very, very important bill. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Raleigh. And I would echo those comments. Seeing no further questions or comments, Representative Eklund or Mr. Johnson, any further comments?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Raleigh. I think we've shown through this committee's efforts the prior 2 years that I've chaired it, and going into these 2 years, that veteran suicide and veterans homelessness are our two biggest priorities in taking care of our vets. And I appreciate you bringing that up. That's not going to leave my thoughts or actions in this committee by any means. And I think this is the kind of bill that will help accentuate those efforts that we're making. So, Mr. Chair, I will renew my motion that House File 484 be referred to the General Register.
All right. Thank you, Representative Eklund. The committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Eklund?
Yes.
Eklund, aye. Vice Chair Zhang?
Yes.
Zhang, aye. Representative Detmer?
Aye.
Detmer, aye. Representative McDonald? Representative McDonald?
Donald, aye.
Donald, aye. Representative Berg?
Aye.
Berg, aye. Representative Bliss?
Aye.
Bliss, aye. Representative Edelson?
Aye.
Edelson, aye. Representative Frederick?
Aye.
Frederick, aye. Representative Greenman?
Aye.
Greenman, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Poston?
Aye.
Poston, aye. Representative Raleigh?
Aye.
Raleigh, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. There are 13 ayes, 0 nays.
There, with the vote of ayes, the motion is passed. And Representative Eklund, I'm going to hand over the gavel back to you.
Thank you, Chair Zhang. Representative McDonald, I saw you had your hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was having some technical difficulties, so I wasn't sure if Ms. Doyle heard my aye, but I understand that she has heard the aye.
We did, Representative McDonald. Thank you for clarifying that, and that's a good reason why this chair is always pushing broadband projects in the legislature, because we all need better broadband. So I think these committee hearings are showing that. Members, we had a light day today. We're trying to figure out this brave new world in bills, but we are talking to Committee Administrator Reese. We are getting a lot of bills in, so you can expect the next 2 or 3 weeks to be pretty heavy with both labor and veterans bills. I think after today we'll see over 1,000 on ready to go. So not for us, but I mean overall. So expect a pretty heavy load in the next couple weeks. Any members' questions or comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Detmer.
Yeah, I know a lot of bills are going to be coming forward. I just hope that we can continue what we've done in the past, whether you being the chair or that I was the chair, that we were able to, I'm talking about veterans now, veterans bills, military affairs bills, that we were able to bring them all in and give them a hearing, regardless of who they're from. We'd like to hear those issues that are out there with veterans. And also, I encourage anybody on the committee here to take part in our MAG, our Military Action Group. We did have our first Zoom meeting. I know Chair Eklund wasn't able to make this one, but he and I are part of that, along with Jerry Kaiser. And many, many people from the Commander's Task Force are there. And we had over 20-some people on the Zoom meeting last week. So it's good to hear what's going on. You don't have to participate, but just listen to what's going on in the veteran community. And we haven't set our next date, but it'll probably be a Zoom meeting also. But thank you, Mr. Chair, and hope we can hear more veterans issues.
Thank you, Representative Detmer. And a lot of the bills, veterans bills we've heard so far were cleanup from last year. We're getting those out of the way so we can work on some of the new ones. And believe me, you'll be seeing them coming forward next week. We've got a pretty heavy agenda coming up. Any other questions or comments? Well, get rested up before session. We'll see you next week, and we're adjourned.